IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and my guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Yasser, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So you're well, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum to you too, and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me as always.
You're welcome. The pleasure is all mine to have you back in the studio, helping me actually criticize movies with religious and spiritual themes. One of those movies which caught our eyes was Poltergeist. I mean, the newer version. Which was produced in 2015, directed by Gil Kenan. Well, this guy, this director, is known for his work on films such as Monster House, produced in 2006, or The Monster, again produced in 2016. Well, he brings a strong visual style and a keen sense of suspense to the Poltergeist remake. The original movie of Poltergeist was produced in 1982, though. Well, the whole movie is revolving around this story with evil spirits lurking about. The Bowen family's life turns upside down when their youngest daughter is held captive in the depths of their new house. Well, this movie features Rosemary Duet, Sam Rockwell, Kennedy Clemons and Jared Harris, to just name a few of those, actors and actresses playing in this movie. Rotten Tomato gives this movie 29%, but IMDb 4.9 out of 10. Well, the budget was $35 million, while, the box office was $95.4 million. Let's take a short listen to a part of this movie, a short part, and then we'll be back and criticize this movie.
We didn't know where else to go.
You did the right thing coming here. Maddie was the first one to notice things.
Mom, how will you get here?
Who are you talking to?
When was the last time you had contact with her? Before she was taken?
Back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, helping me criticize the movie Poltergeist, produced in 2015, directed by Gil Kenan. Brother Yasser, let me start this episode with you. What are the themes of this movie, Poltergeist, produced in 2015, and or the message that this movie is trying to convey?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the messages is be careful where you build your house.
Mm.
You know, don't build it anywhere. Do proper investigation of the land and you know, where the land was. Again, you know, this is again a fiction, a mm-hmm. movie of fiction.
Yes.
Not necessarily that may be the case. Or, for example, you know, don't take certain elements or certain things for granted. For example, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I remember in the older version of it, the young girl, if I remember correctly, vanished into the house, into another dimension, and you could hear in the walls. I'm sure similar thing happened in the new one as well.
Mm-hmm.
She just vanishes and you hear sounds and she's walking around the house and so on. You know, don't take things like this for granted.
Yes.
Not to say that if your child vanishes inside your house, you
mm-hmm.
know. So these are certain things that you can take from the movie. Obviously, understanding it is a work of fiction. It is not real.
Yes.
Obviously, it is playing, if I'm not mistaken, it's on a very old movie. It may be from a book, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Most of the things are from books. But again, this is some of the things that we do. Don't mess with evil.
Yes,
and that's exactly. One of the things that always plays about in all his horror movies.
Yes, fragility of human spirit in the face of the unknown.
You know, that's what they show, right? Unfortunately, this is a message that is not a very good message, though, to show that, the forces beyond the human being are a lot stronger and stuff. This is not the case. We don't believe this, especially in the religious circles, especially within the Islamic circles, is that those beings or anything that is outside of a human being, it's not that because a human being has this physical capacity and so on, it is weaker. No, a human being is a lot stronger than any of these creations at the end of the day. If it wasn't the case, then it wouldn't have been known as the best of creation.
Yes, but most of these movies are trying to portray what you've been actually advocating, like... from the Islamic perspective, like you said, for example, don't go near such cult-driven activities or practices, paranormal activities, right? As you said in one of the earlier episodes, mm-hmm. that it's like haram or unlawful, Islamically speaking, for normal individuals, basically. And usually it's based on this kind of, let's say, a proverb which says, curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah.
And mostly when people become curious with such metaphysical entities outside of their control, then things could, turn somewhere else where you don't want it.
I mean, also, it keeps the mind busy, right? I mean, that's the point of Hollywood and these movies as well. It keeps the mind busy. So it plays both, right? It creates curiosity as well.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the danger of it. So a person is like, okay, is it really, like a child, is it really like this?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it may also create a kind of attraction to these type of things.
Yes.
You know, because they will show like, oh, it's nice in the beginning and then all of a sudden it flips.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be more careful, that type of person will come. I'll be more careful when I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of plays on both sides of the coin. You could argue that.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to a short part of the movie Poltergeist, produced in 2015, directed by Gil Keenan. And then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the movie critic program on RIB English Radio.
It's a fixer-upper.
All the houses are like this in our price range.
Do you want to see Jake?
No way.
You try.
We like this house!
Back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, as always, Syed Abdullah and Pradi Yasser, helping me criticize the movie Poltergeist, directed by Gil Keenan, produced in 2015. Syed Abdullah, what's the significance of the dollhouse in this movie, Poltergeist? And what was the role of the dolls? Could any object be physical manifestation of the entity's influence?
Now, in the movie itself, the smaller version of the house and dolls were supposed to mimic the actual house of the family themselves.
Yes.
And through that, the house was used as a gateway for the spirits to go through.
Mm.
And do whatever they do.
Yes.
So it's a mini version of the actual house that acts as a gateway. So you can see this theme. It's not only in this movie, but even other movies where they use the same kind of items of the exact thing,
mm-hmm.
or a doll that represents a person, for example, and they use their voodoo or whatever they want because they assume that through that they can connect to the actual realm or to the actual people, to the actual houses. So this is what the theme is trying to portray here, that they play that role. When it comes to the doll, the dolls in the film, they used to signify the presence and the influence of the spirits themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know why this seems to be a Hollywoodic idea or theme where dolls are the manifestation of spirits. They go through
it. We've seen in the other movies too. With the
dolls, it's very common. Yeah. It's very common that the doll moves and does things and, you know, the spirit possesses the doll itself. So in order to scare you.
Like, isn't it threatening to the whole business of the dolls, like, for its sake?
Well, actually, sometimes it works the opposite. Sometimes if you create a good movie with a good doll, it becomes a selling point. For example, if you talk about, what's that toy's name?
Chucky,
yeah.
Chucky became a household item, you know. Yeah. It made a lot of sales. So sometimes if they master it correctly, the actual doll, it ends up being a selling point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Syed Abdullah. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie Poltergeist, directed by Gil Kinnan, producing 2015. And then we'll continue our program, Viewpoints, the movie critic program on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
I can't find Maddie!
Maddie?
Madison!
We have to call somebody.
We can't call the cops.
What are you gonna tell them?
First things first. Your daughter is here, and she's alive. This development was built on a cemetery. This isn't just a few pissed off spirits we're dealing with. It's a poltergeist.
We just want our daughter back.
The door to their world could close at any moment.
If that happens,
there's no getting her back. I want you all to clear your minds. They already know what scares you.
Back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Bradley Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Poltergeist, produced in 2015, directed by Gil Kinnan. Well, Bradley Yasser, to what extent is there a relationship between nasty games and experiencing the vicious spirits? Or the unknown entities. We have seen it in the other movie that we criticized just before.
So again, is there actually a relationship? Is it just a kind of placebo by which a person thinks they're communicating with something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you kind of, what's the word? Self-impose a certain idea on yourself that, mm-hmm. this is working.
Like inspired?
Yeah, not inspired. Like, for example, right? You play one of these demonic games or one of these board games and so on and so forth, and every single sound that you hear, you know, it might just you feel, oh, it's the spirit speaking to me, you know. It's like these self-fulfilled prophecies that you're doing for yourself. How they work, and, you know, if they actually do work, I don't know. Again, as we mentioned this in one of our previous, if it is a particular tool that was placed in the hands of man by the demonic forces that are here, then it shows that they may be one of the means by which a human being can, not, again, opening up or something. There's no need to open. There's already a connection between this world and the next world. There's not like a sever between this world and the next world.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, in one, if you want to say. It's very difficult to explain in words. But in order for a particular thing to manifest itself in this realm, is it this needed? Maybe, you know, it may, you know, hit certain buttons.
Yes.
That enable that manifestation to take place. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't
know. I see. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser and Syed Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program. And we try to criticize the movie Poltergeist. Of course, we haven't finished its critique. And then we hope that you follow us up for the upcoming episodes to actually finish the critique of this movie. And thank you very much for joining us and listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.